Our first speaker is Dr. Ekta Saroha, who is a project management specialist at the USAID office in India. She has a Doctor of Public Health from the University of Alabama at Birmingham, and is interested in researching gender and caste disparities in healthcare services utilization. She's worked extensively on HIV/AIDS research and intervention projects. And she's going to present HIV/AIDS targeted interventions and gender disparities among HIV-infected in Delhi, India. And her co-author is Nagma Qureshi. So please welcome Dr. Saroha.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Ekta, and I'm here to present a research study titled HIV/AIDS Targeted Interventions and Gender Disparities Among Infected in Delhi, India. And I would like you to know that we don't have any relationships to disclose. In India, there are about 2.5 million people who are living with HIV/AIDS. The National AIDS Control Organization, or the NACO, is an organization which leads HIV/AIDS prevention and care programs across the country. NACO also generates the HIV/AIDS data countrywide. The data that NACO presents for HIV prevalence in the country is segregated into two categories. For general population, which is defined as men and women, what we see is that the HIV prevalence among men is higher compared to women. Then there is another group which is called the high-risk groups, which consist of people who are injecting drug users, men who have sex with men, and female sex workers. What we see is that among the MSM, the HIV prevalence is 5.69%. NACO has a targeted intervention strategy for the high-risk groups. In this targeted intervention strategy, the program gives services which involves dissemination of information and awareness generation, behavior change through awareness generation, safe sex interventions, and prevention and treatment of sexually transmitted infections. In a recent evaluation of the targeted intervention approach, it was found that this strategy had limited success due to the rigidity in service delivery, inadequate focus on men, few treatment options for women with STIs, reiteration of stigma, and limited evaluation of effectiveness. So let's see who are these HRGs, the high-risk groups. These are the socially marginalized men, women, and people who have alternative gender or sexual identities. In India, there are people who identify themselves as Hijra, Kinnar, Giriya, Koti, Gay, Double Decker, etc. And these are the people who are presumed to be MSMs or HRGs. And due to that, they are stigmatized and neglected more than the other population groups. The targeted intervention approach perceives socially marginalized men, women, and people with gender, alternative gender and sexual identities as diseased group, and hence they are less popular among the general population. The HIV data that are available for the country are very sparse and deficient, and as we had seen in the earlier slide, that the data are segregated by two genders or by two risk groups, which means that the data are available for men and women separately and for the MSM in a different category. So the comparison between these three gender categories is not feasible. What we also see that the pattern of healthcare services utilization in India has been that for the reproductive and sexual health women, reproductive and sexual health programs, it's the women who are favored. They are the one who seek these services more than the men. For the HIV/AIDS programs, again, there is a disbalance because it's the HRGs and the MSMs who are utilizing more services compared to men and women. this is where, as I'm sure everybody knows, that Delhi is the capital of our country, India. It's in the northern part of the country. And in the right-hand side is the map of Delhi. What I would like to point out over here is that over the years, Delhi has been expanding. And now it also comprises of four satellite towns from the neighboring states, which are Uttar Pradesh and Haryana. So when we include these satellite towns, then we call it Delhi NCR, the National Capital Region. So this is the definition of the study site. In Delhi, there are about 30,000 adults who are HIV positive, but the prevalence is less than 1%. Among the MSM, the prevalence is 12%, and we don't have HIV prevalence data for men and women separately. In every state in the country, there are state AIDS control societies, which we call SACs. So in Delhi, it's called Delhi SACs, Delhi State AIDS Control Society. And these societies, in collaboration with different non-governmental organizations and public health sector, they provide a variety of services, which are ART, lab test, treatment for STIs and opportunistic infections, all types of counseling, free condoms, and a variety of services. NACO is in the fourth phase of the National AIDS Control Program. The fourth phase would start shortly in a couple of months, and in the NACP4, that's what it is titled, NACO envisions to provide universal access to HIV care, which means that everybody would have equal access to the HIV care services. What we have seen in the country is that gender and gender dynamics, they greatly impact the healthcare utilization. So in this context, the objective of our research study was to examine gender disparities in HIV/AIDS healthcare services utilization by the PLHIVs who are either male, female, or other in Delhi NCR. The hypothesis was that male or female PLHIVs are less likely to utilize HIV/AIDS healthcare services compared to other PLHIVs when we are controlling for different socio-demographic factors and in the context of the targeted intervention approach. As Eddy and Anderson in their behavior model have pointed out that the healthcare utilization of an individual is determined by the individual's demographic characteristics, such as gender, and this specific construct of Eddy and Anderson models has guided this study. In this model, what we see is that the arrows are indicating the hypothesized association and not a causal pathway. And it is hypothesized that the utilization of HIV/AIDS services is dependent on the gender of the PLHIV. We did a cross-sectional study in Delhi NCR. We had a convenience disproportionate sample of 355 PLHIVs. We had 210 male, 105 female, and 40 other. The data were collected at HIV/AIDS healthcare facilities itself during March to July 2010. Using a field-tested interview administered structured questionnaire. There is an NGO called Nayumang Positive Welfare Society. So the staff of this organization was the one who helped us collect data to ensure that there is confidentiality and privacy of the for the respondents. The dependent variable in our study is utilization of HIV healthcare services. And utilization was defined as actual receipt of any of the services by PLHIVs since they become HIV positive, either from a public health facility or from a private health facility, as it was reported by the PLHIVs themselves. The range of services that we looked into were HIV pretest counseling, post-test counseling, nutrition counseling, psychosocial counseling, positive living counseling, free condoms, treatment of STIs, and treatment of opportunistic infections. Our independent variable was gender, which was further classified into three groups: other, female, and male. We controlled for the covariates such as age, number of years one has been HIV positive, marital status, children, religion, caste, tribe, living situation, etc. We did chi-square test, ANOVA, Pearson, and Spearman rank correlation. We did adjusted and unadjusted multivariate logistic regression. And we set alpha at 0.05, and we did 95% confidence intervals. What we see over here is that the utilization of HIV/AIDS healthcare services such as pre-test counseling, post-test counseling, treatment for opportunistic infections, treatment for STIs, and free condoms varied by gender. Psychosocial counseling and treatment for any STI were minimally utilized, and almost all other PLHIVs used pre- and post-test counseling and free condoms. Fewer male and female PLHIVs utilized these services. Few PLHIVs sought treatment for any opportunistic infections and STIs, and only 40% female PLHIVs used these services. Then we ran the logistic regression adjusted and unadjusted models. The findings of this was that the male PLHIVs were 20% and female PLHIVs were 16% less likely to use pretest counseling than other PLHIVs. Male PLHIVs were 24% and female PLHIVs were 6% less likely to use free condoms compared to the other PLHIVs. Male PLHIVs were 30% less likely to seek treatment for any STIs than other PLHIVs. And a contradictory finding was that male PLHIVs were 3 times more likely to seek treatment for any opportunistic infections than other PLHIVs. What we have seen in the country is that when it comes to seeking health care for common ailments and diseases, it's the men who are in a favorable position to go out and seek treatment compared to women or any other gender group. Since they control the money and they have a higher status in the society, without knowing that these opportunistic infections have a relation to their HIV status, they would go and seek treatment. For example, if they have some symptoms of fever or tuberculosis or anything like that, they would just go there and start taking the treatment, whereas women would be more reluctant to go out and spend money to seek treatment for such kind of diseases or ailments. What we concluded was that HIV/AIDS healthcare services utilization has been less than optimum among the adult PLHIVs of Delhi NCR. We need to pay attention to the fact that all these data were collected at the site of service utilization. We were expecting the utilization to be optimum. Furthermore, the utilization varied by gender and it was influenced by targeted intervention strategy. There was just less utilization among male and female PLHIVs. There are a few limitations to our study. The crude measures of utilization, example counseling services services of such nature need to be better defined. The external validity is restricted to urban PLHIVs who have initiated service utilization due to non-probability convenience sample that we had to use. We had to group all gender sexual identities into one category, other, since due to stigma it was difficult to recruit sufficient number of people, HIV positive people who belong to the third gender category. Then the gender stratified HIV/AIDS healthcare service utilization data and studies were sparingly available for us to compare our findings with the other findings. There are a few strengths of the study. This is the first study to examine gender disparities across 3 gender groups in HIV/AIDS healthcare services utilization in Delhi, India. And similar analysis and evaluation of HIV/AIDS program can inform the upcoming universal healthcare mandate of NACO. The qualitative population-based and hospital-based studies with PLHIVs can further improve research for this study population. 3 gender analysis of other health problems such as cardiovascular diseases, diabetes, etc. are required for further insights, because most of the times the third gender group is concerned, like the obsessed too much about their sexual health behavior, and we kind of forget that, you know, they also have other health problems which can be due to the lifestyle diseases and related problems. So in the end, I would like to acknowledge the financial and the technical support that I had received from various organizations. This study was part of a project that was funded by the Global Fund in Geneva. The project was called Saksham Project. The project's objective was to enhance the capacities of HIV/AIDS counselors in the country. Tata Institute of Social Sciences in Mumbai is the principal recipient of the Global Fund grant from Geneva. Jamia Millia Islamia, this is the university that I worked with. They were the sub-recipient of this grant. Nai Umang Positive Welfare Society is the non-governmental organization which works for the HIV-positive people in Delhi. They helped us collect the data. And I would also like to say a few words about Charles Nigel De Silva, who was a very close friend from Sri Lanka and who fought a battle with HIV/AIDS, and unfortunately we lost him last year due to the disease, and throughout he was an inspiration for me to continue working on this study. Thank you so much, and if you have any questions, please let me know.